In the dense forests of 1757 colonial America, danger lurks behind every ancient tree. The French and Indian War rages across the frontier, turning the wilderness into a bloody battleground where European powers vie for control while native tribes fight for survival. Against this backdrop, two young English women, the spirited Alice and thoughtful Cora Munro, journey through the wilderness to reunite with their father, Colonel Munro, at besieged Fort William Henry. Their guide, a Huron warrior called Magua, harbors a secret vendetta that will thrust them into the heart of frontier violence. What begins as a simple journey becomes a harrowing odyssey through America's untamed soul, where cultural boundaries blur and survival depends on understanding the unwritten codes of the wilderness. This tale of pursuit, capture, and desperate rescue illuminates the tragic collision of civilizations that defined America's birth, a story where honor and betrayal, love and vengeance play out against the backdrop of a vanishing world. Deep in the forest, three companions anchor this frontier drama. Hawkeye, a white scout called La Longue Carabine, Chingachgook, the last Mohican chief, and his son Uncas, a noble young warrior. Their friendship transcends racial boundaries, forged through shared hunts and battles. Upon finding the Munro sisters' party, they expose their Huron guide's treachery. "He who is born a Mingo will die a Mingo," Hawkeye declares, highlighting tribal tensions that settlers often misunderstood. After Magua's escape, the woodsmen agree to guide the travelers to safety, refusing payment and acting solely for moral reward. Their journey to a cave behind a waterfall reveals the frontier's essence, where character, not social position, determines worth. In this sanctuary, cultural boundaries dissolve as aristocrats, officers, and wilderness warriors form unexpected bonds, stripped of social pretensions. The party reaches Fort William Henry, where Colonel Munro reunites with his daughters amid a French siege. When General Montcalm reveals an intercepted letter from General Webb advising surrender, Munro accepts terms, allowing the garrison to depart with their arms and belongings. The night before evacuation, Magua stirs anti-English sentiment among native warriors. As the English column marches out the next morning, French troops stand at attention while warriors watch from the forest. The peace breaks when a Huron warrior kills a mother and infant after attempting to take her shawl. Magua's war cry unleashes over 2,000 warriors in a brutal massacre. He seizes the Munro sisters and escapes to the forest. The scene powerfully depicts frontier violence, European civilization giving way to indigenous fury. Cooper shows complexity by highlighting Montcalm's responsibility in unleashing uncontrollable forces, illustrating the fatal collision between European and indigenous warfare practices. Magua's relentless pursuit of the Munro sisters stems from a tragic past. Once a Huron chief, he was corrupted by alcohol, exiled from his tribe, and later became a Mohawk warrior. While serving Colonel Munro, he endured public whipping for drinking, an humiliation that drives him to demand Cora as his wife in revenge against her father. This backstory elevates Magua from mere villain to complex antagonist, a man shaped by colonial injustice. His demand for Cora represents both personal vengeance and symbolic defiance of white authority. Cooper crafts a nuanced portrayal that acknowledges native grievances while condemning Magua's actions. The conflict peaks when Magua presents his claim to Cora before a Delaware council. Though Uncas reveals himself as the panther of his tribe, the eldest son of the Lenape, the elderly patriarch Tamanund must honor tribal law despite recognizing Magua's malice. This scene illuminates the intricate tribal politics of frontier life. The Delaware judgment stands as a powerful literary depiction of indigenous governance, showing both formal eloquence and strict adherence to tradition. While the council recognizes Magua's evil intent, they remain bound by customs predating European arrival. Uncas leads Delaware warriors to the Huron village after Magua flees with Cora. Despite their successful attack, Magua escapes with Korra up a mountain path. At the summit, Korra refuses to go further when Maga offers her the wigwam or the knife. As she kneels in prayer, Maga's companion kills her. Uncas leaps to her defense but falls to Maga's blade. Hawkeye's rifle shot sends Maga plunging to his death with a final defiant gesture. The next morning, Delaware women mourn Uncas as the panther of his tribe and speak of his love for the pale-faced Korra. Chingachgook breaks his silence. "Why do my brothers mourn? A young man has gone to the happy hunting grounds with honor. I am alone." "No, Sagamore, not alone," Hawkeye interjects. "The gifts of our colors may be different, but God has placed us to journey in the same path." They clasp hands over Uncas's grave as tears fall like drops of falling rain. Tamenund rises to declare he has lived to see the last warrior of the wise race of the Mohicans. Hawkeye stands as Cooper's most complex character, a figure bridging cultural divides while adhering to his own moral code. His wilderness expertise saves the party repeatedly, but more significantly, he embodies a frontier philosophy that challenges both European and indigenous worldviews. He draws faith from nature's book rather than formal doctrine. While acknowledging racial differences through references to distinct gifts, he dismisses them as measures of moral worth. His deep friendship with Chingachgook exemplifies this principle, founded on mutual respect rather than shared heritage. Hawkeye embodies the American frontier ideal, self-reliant, practical, and guided by experience over abstract principles. His rejection of both European refinement and tribal superstition in favor of empirical observation establishes him as a uniquely American archetype. Through him, Cooper suggests the frontier might forge a new kind of American, one drawing from multiple traditions while bound to none. This natural philosophy suggests an unwritten constitution for the young nation, valuing practical wisdom and human dignity over ancestry or formal education. In Hawkeye's world, worth stems from actions and character rather than origins. The novel transcends adventure by revealing the tragic cost of America's expansion. The deaths of Uncas and Korra symbolize both native peoples' extinction and the failure of cross-cultural understanding, their doomed attraction reflecting broader cultural divisions in American history. Tamenund's words, "The pale faces are masters of the earth, and the time of the red men has not yet come again," foreshadow native peoples' displacement. Cooper avoids simple villainization, showing how French manipulation, British failures, and tribal conflicts all contributed to this outcome. By setting his story at a pivotal moment, Cooper illustrates how individual lives intersect with historical forces. Characters like Munro and Montcalm represent the old European order, while Hawkeye and the Mohicans embody those living with its consequences. The novel's enduring questions about progress, cross-cultural understanding, and honoring lost heritage remain relevant. Through friendship, cultural extinction, and America's complex legacy, Cooper makes history personal, reminding us that a nation built on contested ground must reckon with all the blood in its roots.